Welcome to Audacity Works, a podcast inspired by and dedicated to the working artist, the creative entrepreneur, and generally, doing the damn thing. This exists on the premise that the world belongs to those who have the audacity to believe that their lives have value. This is for you. Welcome to Audacity Works. I am your host, Rachel Strickland, and this is episode number 78. Ah, that's a big number. 78. And today we're going to be talking about demo reels, how to make them, what you need to put on them, what the hell are they, etc. But first, if you'll just allow me to tell you that yes, you are hearing my voice, so I did indeed survive being put to sleep, cut open, sewn shut, and then reanimated. Huzzah! Miraculous! Yes, I had surgery. It was just a tiny little surgery. It's a hernia repair. It was umbilical. They did a primary closure. What that means is it was not done by a robot with the three little holes, but rather done by an actual human hand that cut me open, sewed the hole closed, and then sewed the other hole closed. So, two closed holes. That's what we're dealing with now. You may or may not be able to tell, but I am on some version of painkillers. It's an extremely low dose, and honestly, it cannot be helped. But I'm just glad to be on the other end of it, and now we're sitting on the couch and recovering a lot. So far, recovery is a lot of naps, a lot of cuddling with Burn. Burn is my cat, if you're new here. She's not a very cuddly cat, actually, but since I've been laid up on the couch for, this is now the third day in a row, because the surgery was on Friday, and I'm recording this on a Monday. She's actually been a lot more cuddly than normal. Like, she'll just wrap herself around my hand and fall asleep. It's very cute. It's very cute. I've taken photos. But yes, grateful for a successful surgery. The team, like the sheer volume of experts that it took to fix this tiny aberration in my abdominal wall is really impressive. My surgeon, shout out Dr. Mala at MUSC in South Carolina. He's kind of a rock star, a real live McDreamy. The first appointment, the consult that we had with him, he actually had to cancel because he was stranded outside of the country. And I told someone that, and they're like, oh, he's probably on vacation. You know, the surgeon's on vacation. We go in and meet him. Nope, he wasn't on vacation. He was doing emergency medical relief in Gaza. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, right? What a cool guy. I wrote about the experience at length on Patreon, complete with pictures. So if you are a patron, I will put a link in the show notes and it'll take you straight there so that you can catch up and see the pics, etc. And now, on to the meat of the episode. I've been saving this one. This is from a reader named Rachel. And she says, hi, Rachel, fellow Rachel here. I have a request for a podcast episode. As an amateur aerialist who is trying to gig more, I feel comfortable with rates in my local area, and I'm working on getting insurance, but I don't have a demo reel. All of my footage of performances are kind of shitty phone videos. I'm also not financially able to hire a videographer to make new footage. Production companies who I've spoken with have asked me for demos, and I get why, but I'm not sure what to do. I'm sure I'm not the only one in this pickle, so hoping you can help some cash-poor newbies get hired. Can I ever? Rachel, great question. Thank you for writing in, and thank you for your patience. Just so Rachel didn't have to wait around, I did send some advice her way right away, but I wanted to hold the phone on this question until this week, because next week is week 7 of the Audacity Project, when we actually do create demo reels, and I wanted to have this resource available not only for all of you, but also for my active cycle of the Audacity Project for reference, even though I'm going to tell them all of these things and much more during the lecture on Tuesday. I also just wanted this to be available as a resource and a reference for anyone who needs it. So let's begin. Law number one of demo reels: something is better than nothing. This is always the resistance that I come up against. No matter the artist, no matter the discipline, when we're talking about demo reels, it's like, oh, well, my footage isn't good enough yet. So they want to get like cinematic quality footage. The trouble with that is that it never actually quite materializes, does it? And then 4 years go by and you still don't have a demo reel. And every time someone asks you for one, you feel like shit because you still don't have a demo reel. Do you know what? Just use your shitty phone footage and make a demo reel. I am not kidding. I know that you want a demo reel that you can be proud of and that it feels really good to show it to someone. You don't want to be embarrassed about poor quality footage, but isn't it more embarrassing to not have one of the basic tools of professionalism that you're required to have to work? That seems more embarrassing to me. Let's not do that. Let's avoid that moment where someone's like, hey, send me your demo reel. And you have to say, I couldn't be bothered to make one because I can't deal with the uncomfortable feelings around making one. You can deal with those feelings. We're going to deal with it. You're going to make yourself a demo reel. Cool? Cool. Is it desirable to have beautiful footage? Obviously. Obviously it is. But it's more desirable to have the demo reel in the first place. So if you don't have beautiful footage, guess what? You're going to make a demo reel with shitty footage. As long as we can see you, you can see you clearly. It doesn't matter if it's done with a cell phone. It doesn't matter that it's done in a studio. Yes, I'm serious, and yes, I know what I'm talking about. Would it be wonderful if all of your footage was filmed on stage in front of a live audience? Of course, that would be wonderful. Until that happens, use what you have, because something is better than nothing. Now, as for what goes on a demo reel, consider the objective, because the objective is going to be different for everyone listening. I can't possibly address all of the objectives. So think about this in terms of putting the power in your own hands, right? If your objective is to get hired by a company who hires generalists, then it would be smart for your demo reel to cover a wide variety of skills, both in the air and on the ground. I have an audacious one in my current cycle right now who is an actor. And what needs to go into her reel is going to be different for an aerialist who wants to get hired at a show, a residence show, let's say. So yeah, you need to be familiar with what your objective is, and therefore, you can fulfill that objective more clearly in your demo reel. Usually, what a demo reel is for, it's for making it bountifully obvious that you have lots of skills and you are going to be super valuable to hire because you have all these skills. Now, where artists tend to get in trouble is that they sit down to make their demo reel and they make their reel the same way they would make a piece of artistic work. Because artists know what a story is, and we like a slow burn, we like a sexy warm-up, then we like a nice crescendo towards the end, and credits. And that seems to be like the scope for how a storyline would go, right? But that's not the point of a demo reel. A demo reel isn't there to really tell a story or a hero's journey. It's there to show off your skills. Your demo reel should punch someone in the face with how awesome you are. That means no slow burn. Don't try to romance someone who has no interest in being romanced, right? Consider the perspective of a booking agent, right? A booking agent who has to watch reel after reel after reel after reel. One, they're probably muting the soundtrack, so stop agonizing over whether the music, the background score goes with the movement. A lot of them are probably just muting it. And two, they don't need to be romanced. They want to be punched in the face. Your demo reel should be about 2 minutes long. A lot of people aren't even going to watch the whole 2 minutes. They're maybe going to watch 1 minute. It's the same law that tells us that people read, what, the first paragraph of your resume? So you better use that first minute and punch us in the face. No slow burns, no romancing, punch us in the face. Don't wait until the end to shock us with your giant crescendo conclusion. Just go ahead and punch us in the face right from the beginning. When it comes to circus arts, it's pretty popular to have both a specialty specific demo as well as a general demo. And that is if you have specialized in one skill So you make a demo just for that skill, but you also want to have a demo that includes your other skills, your side skills. Totally normal. For your general demo, it is always attractive to have ground skills if you're an aerialist. It makes you more usable. Just because you have been taking dance lessons since you were 3 years old and that seems like small beans to you, it's not small beans. Like, that's a desirable skill. An aerialist who knows how to move on the ground is a precious resource. Don't leave out your dance training. If you have some footage of you being able to move well on the floor, put it in there. Put it in there. Know how to juggle? Put it in there. Operatic singer? Put it in there. Most of the problems surrounding artists making their first demo reel is because they're so intimidated by the process that they never quite get the first draft done. But seriously, all we really need to do is demystify this process. It's not hard. There is an app. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. It's called InShot. That is, as far as I know, the best app for editing video on your phone that I have seen. It costs like $10 a year or something like that. It's very affordable. It's worth every penny. Very intuitive. It's very easy to use. Don't use the free version. Just like pay $10 and get the paid version to get rid of the watermark. All right, so how are you going to make this? You're going to download some footage from shows if you have it, or from training sessions if you don't have live footage of a show. We're demystifying the process here, right? So just go ahead and agree to make a shitty demo reel, right? It doesn't mean you have to show it to anyone. Just demystify the process. If you've been intimidated by the process of making the video, just do yourself a favor. Rip off the Band-Aid. Make something terrible so that you can improve on it later. Also, the great thing about demystifying this process is that you can save these as drafts. So you can save your not-so-great first demo reel. And then when you get new footage from that new show or new opportunity that you're pursuing, then you just plug and play. Plug the new footage in. You already know how to make it because you made the terrible one. And that's how we go. Some do's and don'ts. I'm going to strongly recommend that you do not use copyrighted music. It might play in some countries and not in other countries. It's just a good idea not to use copyrighted music. There's lots of resources for free open source music that you can use. Like I said, a lot of people, including myself, if I ever watch demo reels, unless it's for my audacious ones, I mute it. Lots of people mute it. So don't drive yourself crazy on that. I'll put a link to my favorite resource for music that is free of copyright that you can just use open source. It's called Free Music Archive. I'll pop it in the show notes. More do's and don'ts. Please do not add fancy editing to your demo reel. It's honestly really irritating because people watching your demo reel, they just want to see your skills. And there's nothing that you can do in fancy editing that can trick them into thinking that you're something that you're not. Like, do not speed up your spin to make it look faster than it is. Don't slow things down or add like chemtrails or something. Like, just let the footage be as it is. Normal speed, no special effects. Now, this is different if you were like making an artistic film or like, fucking an artistic film. That is the best way of saying that. Use all the special effects you want. That's a piece of art. That's your artwork. A demo reel is not a piece of art. It is a reference for your skills. And as such, we want it to be clear, not clever. Clarity over cleverness every time. More things. People ask me, what if I have footage, but it's me in a group? It's a desirable skill to be able to work in a group, particularly in a core. So yes, that's totally valid footage. It would be helpful if it was super obvious which one you were. One of my audacious ones solved this problem quite brilliantly, actually. She had footage of her in a group tramp wall act.
So there's like six of them bouncing around on trampoline walls. And she just put in the caption down below, "I'm the one with the ponytail." It's like, boom, problem solved. Everyone knows who she is now. So yes, you can use group footage. It should be pretty obvious which one you are, but it is a desirable skill for you to be able to work in a group and move in a group. But really, like, the meat of the question that Rachel was asking me is, people feel a lot of pressure to get beautiful cinematic quality footage and that nothing less is acceptable. And it's just not true. I want you right now to go home, create a folder on your desktop and name that folder footage and put all of your best, most usable footage in there. Take a look at it from an objective standpoint and ask yourself, what do I need here to represent my skill level as it is right now? What do I need that I don't have? And it is not rocket science. If you see something missing, go get it. It doesn't mean you have to hire a $5,000 crew. It doesn't mean you have to hire a ballroom. Just go into your studio, set up your phone on a tripod, and perform for yourself. Get the footage that way. I know that you want it to be super beautiful and fancy footage taken on a stage in front of a live audience. And when you get that footage, you can replace your studio footage. And that's how that is done. Please don't wait. Please don't wait until you have something perfect. Perfect is bullshit. I don't want any of you to live through that moment of, okay, send me your demo reel, and you realize you have nothing to send because you couldn't confront the uncomfortable emotions of making the demo reel in the first place. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, and you will. Also, one more thing. You're gonna need to upload your demo reel to YouTube or Vimeo. No, I don't have a preference to either of those. Just pick one. It's fine. It doesn't matter. And don't make me come after you, all right? You will put a link to your website or some way to contact you in the description of the video. Don't make me come over there. Remember, we want to make it as easy as possible for someone to hire you. So put your contact info in the description, in the video description. Okay, deal. Do we have a deal? Pinky swear. I don't have to come hunt you down. I'm seriously tired of giving people this advice. Okay, great. I'm super glad we had this talk. All right, my friends, to sum up, something is better than nothing. You do not have to spend a fortune. You don't have to spend anything. Studio footage is fine. You want something about 2 minutes long, but be prepared for someone to only watch the first minute or even 30 seconds. Say what you need to say in that first 30 seconds. Don't use copyrighted music. Yes, you can credit the show if you wish in the description. What to put in it? Put in anything that's going to support your narrative. If you don't know what your narrative is, you need to think about what is the objective that you're going for with this reel. Happy to answer questions if you have them. Poke at me. And if you have requests for future episodes, I would love to hear those. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Strickland Creative or on Patreon at Rachel Strickland Creative. And thank you, other Rachel from Instagram, for writing in with this question, which was so much fun to tackle. This podcast is powered by Patreon, and so is a lot of the other things that I do. So thank you so much, extra special, warm and cuddly fuzzies to my patrons. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you for staying with me. Oh, also, Woo Corner's coming out in about a week, so I'm going to go ahead and pop that in the show notes as well. The link to sign up. If you don't know what that is, just do yourself a favor and sign up for it. You won't regret it, and if you do, you can just unsubscribe and I'll never know. How about that? All right, my friends, here's to demystifying the process. Good luck, Godspeed, and don't go back to sleep.